This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Instant pressure by the Sabres on 71. This will be tipped out. Alex Tuck, he's got two shorties. He's got a partial breakaway. Shorthanded Alex Tuck with a shot. Scores! Another shorthanded goal by Alex Tuck. Three on the season, and it's a 3-2 Buffalo Sabres lead. Wow.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Before he said it, too, I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, Alex Tuck has had a lot of shorthanded goals. Three on the season. He's doing well. He's on, a 7-game point streak as well.
Yeah. He's the one that's kind of turned on the most since Tage Thompson has been out.
Yeah, you could argue some of them are more empty calorie points, kind of like the second assist sort of deal.
Right.
But then also it's like, yeah, but he's got a 7-point streak. At certain points, it's like, all right,
he's one of the main guys that I thought was going to have issues that Thompson was out. But him and McLeod have worked together nicely, whether mm-hmm. it's even strength or penalty kill. Those two have been together both ways. And they've looked great.
One thing we didn't touch there on the last segment was the potential trade rumors going on with the New York Rangers, a team you mentioned the Sabres beat them pretty handedly. They got to have Igor Shesterkin basically boot off the ice, or at least based off Twitter's reactions, they were not a huge fan of his. But how do you feel about two of the names that have really been thrown around there, Jacob Trouba and Chris Kreider?
I want nothing to do with Jacob Trouba.
Okay.
Glad
we're kind of on the same page. I actually wouldn't be against the Sabres adding a defenseman, but Trouba just no.
There's a small part of me that wouldn't mind it, but I know that it would cost way too much to get a guy like Jacob Trouba here. And mainly, this brings me all back to the days of the Eichel trade rumors and hypothetical mock trades and everything, the Rangers being the main team that was in on that. And all the Rangers fans saying, well, this fourth round prospect, he's untouchable. I wouldn't trade Eichel for him.
What a time to be alive. Everything was both too expensive and way too cheap.
No, all at the same time. Braden Schneider? No, you can't trade him for Jack Eichel. He's way too good of a prospect. Okay. Shoes on the other
okay.
foot. Shoes on the other foot now. NYR Louis on Twitter. I'm going to call him out for this because this is egregious.
I saw something.
This is bad. So his first mock that he put out yesterday for Chris Kreider trade. This trade just involves Chris Kreider. The Sabres would receive Chris Kreider, Ryan Lindgren, Brennan Othman, and a 2026 third round pick for just a couple guys on the team. JJ Paterka and Bowen Byram.
Ha!
Are you? And he says, who says no? Every single comment there's some expletives in here I can't say, but every single comment. Oh, and there's this one person that chimes in. I'd rather have Tuck. At least he has an edge in his game.
Oh, boy. I didn't.
In what world?
You know what, though? Like, to this point, though, and this is something I've felt a while, your favorite team is your favorite team. Most people don't pay attention to other teams.
Right. Oh, and most people this do other not one. Pay attention to other teams. I'm not a big fan of Byram, but give me Paterka all day. Really? You don't say.
That's what I'm saying. Like most people, there are the few, don't get me wrong, but there are a lot of people that don't look around the rest of their leagues.
Pay attention to other teams. There's a person in this comments that says, I'd like to keep Othman. This Brennan Othman, I'm pretty sure, was drafted like 5 years ago.
But here, perfect example with the Sabres. We all love the Ryan McLeod trade now, but it was close to a 50-50 split on the day of.
That's fair. Because yep, you're right.
You're trading Matthew Savoy?
Yeah.
But we compared him to Danny Briere.
Right.
I mean, I think that's for a lot of teams, especially in prospect-based sports like baseball and hockey, is that you will get people that have envisioned what a player can be and cannot get off that. For a lot of people, and let's just go to the Sabres here, they looked at Matthew Savoy, but in 2 or 3 years, he will be Danny Briere. Right. Or he will be Braden Point.
Yeah.
And instead, he is a guy who is still in the AHL and cannot get on an Edmonton Oilers team that is desperate for depth scoring. Ryan McLeod is a pretty solid second to third line center.
Yep, and he gives you...
in moments can give you really good offensive output. And he's fast and into one of the top percentiles of speed. And he kind of just works. He's an NHL player.
At the very least, he is depth scoring. At the very least.
Yeah.
Looking at this Brennan Othman, he was drafted in 2021, 16th overall. Has played 3 games for the Rangers, yet to record an NHL point. Played all of last year, essentially, in the AHL, and has played all of this. He's only played 3 games, actually, so he might have had some injury problems here this year in the AHL.
Mm-hmm.
But he has 5 points in 3 games. Maybe he's not that bad, but like for J.J. Paterka, as part of a deal for J.J. Paterka and Bowen Byram, you're giving the Sabres Chris Kreider, Ryan Lindgren a third next year.
Mm-hmm.
And some prospect that has no NHL experience. Sure. Cool.
How do you feel about, though, like them going in for something like this?
I mean,
someone like a Chris Kreider.
For them, talking about doing this trade, it does make sense simply because of the fact that they're kind of in limbo right now and you kind of have to maybe switch something up.
They've been an older team for a long time. A lot of their key guys have been older for mm-hmm. a long time. Kreider, though, 19 games played this year, 9 goals. He is injured, though, currently.
Yes, but Kreider, I think, is a guy that Kreider would be a much better get than Trouba just because of the fact you know what Kreider can do. Mm-hmm. Trouba has been kind of one of the dirtier players in the NHL for the past, 5 years.
Yeah, it does not have a great
track record. And not to say, I'm not saying Dahlin is dirty, but Dahlin does have a penalty problem. You add someone else to that,
mm-hmm.
you're only encouraging him. No, I'm just kidding.
Encouraging.
But I look at a guy like Chris Kreider and... while yes, it would be great to go get a guy like that,
mm-hmm.
he would also cost way too much. Just thinking back to the whole Eichel trade days when that was going on, the reports that came out of what Drury wanted from the Sabres and what he was willing to give in return, there was never a deal there. There was mm-hmm. never anything that was going to work out there because of the fact of the Rangers don't want to give up anything, essentially.
Yeah, they want to quote unquote win every trade.
Right, and you can't do that in the NHL. You have to sometimes take your losses.
I don't think you can do that in almost any sport.
Well, right, but at the same time, good GMs. And I'm not saying Chris Drury's not a good GM, but good GMs can identify the players in a trade that the other GM doesn't think is good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like think about the Ryan McLeod trade.
Yeah,
Edmonton probably thinks they had a steal because
Absolutely.
Oh my God, it's Matthew Savoy, but the Sabres got exactly what they needed and more from Ryan McLeod.
But so it does sound like some of these teams, though, they never want to have that moment in the media of, oh, man, they got fleeced here. What is going on?
Right,
they
right.
never want to have that feeling and, of they show up
yeah.
Monday morning and the media is asking them questions of, what the hell?
Yeah,
they
what
never
are you
want
doing?
To have that.
Right.
Where, yeah, for the Sabres, really, up until the season started, it was constantly this feeling of, cool, they've added Ryan McLeod. Which is fair. Many, if not all of us, wanted to add another top 6 forward. Ryan McLeod did not fill that void by any means.
But he has to this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he certainly has done what he needed to do. But I just look at you know, you this is where you can kind of break teams apart in the NHL in terms of tiers. You look at the teams that are great and have been for a while. You look at the teams that are on the rise. You look at the teams that have just the prestigious history, like the New York Rangers. Teams like that don't make trades where they can look bad. They don't make trades where they have the potential to be the loser.
Yeah, they play it safe.
Or viewed as the loser. They try to play it safe, but then that leads to where the Rangers are now, where they're running out of cap space, they are getting older, and they're not getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have Artemi Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider. Those three right there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Panarin alone makes up $11.6 million of your cap space. And I'm not saying Panarin's not a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about trading Chris Kreider.
I'm looking at his underlying numbers here. It's just everything is in the blue. Everything.
Yeah. What
outside of first assists and penalties. I mean, he has no assists this year. He's 9 goals.
And I get it. He's injured right now, so he's not really helping you. But mm-hmm. who do you think you're going to get in return that can help you? No team is going to give up a player right now. Like, the Sabres would not give up a player right now for Chris Kreider.
You're just
swapping players out. Then what's the point? If you're a team that's trying to add a Chris Kreider, you're sending futures back. You're sending players back that or picks back that aren't going to be on your team for the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, and that's thankfully what the Sabres have almost in abundance.
Right, exactly.
And I think
the problem therein is that we go back to before, the Rangers don't want that.
No.
The Rangers want a solution for now. They want someone that can go into their lineup right away, but they're not going to get that for Chris Kreider. They're going to get that for prospects. They would get that for a pick or two,
mm-hmm.
but they would not get that for a guy that can also go into the lineup and do the same thing that you're trying to get. If you're the Rangers, you kind of unfortunately just have to wait out the injury, at least on the Kreider aspect of things. I don't know who else they're talking about other than him and Trouba, but those were obviously the big eye-catching names.
Those are the names Elliot Friedman threw out there of like, and I think a lot of that also could just be the media, or not the media, but the Rangers putting that out there to Friedman of, no, let everyone know that essentially, quote unquote, everyone's available.
Right.
But it may not actually mean that those two specifically are available, but it's a message to the team of no.
Yeah.
None of you are safe.
But I also think a main issue there with those two, Trouba's 30, Kreider's 33. Kreider is signed for 3 more years at $6.5 million. Trouba signed for till the end of next season at mm-hmm. $8 million.
Yep.
They're trying to clear cap space because they have guys coming up that needs contracts. Ryan Lindgren, a guy that I talked about in that egregious mock trade that a Rangers fan came up with. He's 26. He's a decent defenseman. He needs a contract next year. He probably will get – he's at $4.5 million right now. He'd probably get a little bit more than that in his next deal. You also have guys like – where'd he go? Where did Lafreniere go? Is he hurt right now?
I don't believe so. Maybe he is. Could be. They're not having a good time.
I'm not seeing him on... I'm trying to find Puckpedia where his contract is. Oh, there it is. Oh, no, his contract kicks in. He already has a contract signed. His contract kicks in next offseason at $7.5 million. So they're definitely trying to create cap space. And they also still have to sign that one goalie the Sabres scored 6 goals on. I don't know why they're going to re-sign. Oh, yeah, Igor Shesterkin.
Oh, yeah.
They need to give him a deal, and he wants a lot of money.
Fair.
Which, so, in reality...
I saw last night, too, that's like the Rangers, because we were talking about the 18-19 season, like the Rangers' underlying numbers are not good. Mm-hmm. It's goaltending.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, to be fair, I mean, even a few years ago, you could argue that Shesterkin was holding them up.
Right.
And when they play, and when he's not playing well, I mean, to be fair, the game when the Sabres beat them, their defense was everywhere.
Yeah.
They were not good. It wasn't like Shesterkin was not making a save. It was Sabres had wide open lanes all night long.
Yeah. But that, I think, is the main thing. If you're looking at why those two are the focal points, aside from the fact that they would probably get your biggest return.
Yep.
It's because you want to clear cap space. So it actually might diminish your return in some cases for certain teams. For the Sabres, no, it wouldn't, because the Sabres have cap space, no problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're the Rangers, though, it's a tough spot to be in, because you're probably not going to win this trade, and you probably think you're going to. And that's
or you're going to be desperate to try to do so. And
it's going
to
delay.
We talked about the 49ers, too. Like, yeah, it's going to just delay it until a move doesn't get made. And you're sitting there. The underlying numbers are not good. They did just lose again last night to St. Louis 5-2. Mm-hmm. It did not look good by any means. What is it? No. Jim Montgomery's first game?
Yeah.
Head coach St. Louis?
It's funny. His first NHL goal was scored as a Ranger, or as a Blue, against the Rangers.
That's good.
And his first NHL win is as the Blues head coach against the Rangers.
That's good.
So
David tweets in. This is more about the trade talks we're having here with the Sabres. Are we a better team with Ryan McLeod and Bowen Byram rather than Casey Mittelstadt and Matthew Savoy?
Ooh.
I answered immediately. We can have a conversation about Casey Mittelstadt with him in Colorado.
But he hasn't had a great season.
He had a good start. All. Had a good start.
Yeah.
Well, and Colorado themselves also. Bad defense. Not good goaltending.
They got killed last night. 8-2.
Who's their goalie? I saw like smash his stick on the
Georgiev.
Georgiev?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not having a good time. But and to this point, and I'll say this, Savoy is still an AHL guy. So for right now, if they're a better team, absolutely. Savoy would not be on this roster. He's not on Edmonton's.
Right. And
they need help.
Exactly, yeah. And it's not like, you know, the Sabres are right there with Edmonton in terms of roster capability, but even on this Sabres roster, Savoy's not on it.
No, I don't think so at all. Going to
again,
Casey Mittelstadt's stats, by the way.
It's not
18 points, 7 goals, 11 assists. Hmm. He, though, is at a minus 12. Again, I think a lot of that is their defense and goaltending has really not helped. Last night, to Josh, to your point, they lost 8-2 to Tampa.
Yeah.
Hagel, by the way, 5 assists.
Brandon Hagel.
And he had that by like the second period.
What? He could have been. Matthew Savoy so far in the AHL this year, 10 points in 16 games.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, you would kind of hope for more from a guy that was, what, a first-round pick back in 21, 22? You'd hope for
22,
a little bit.
22.
But you'd still hope for a little bit more. He should be dominating the AHL, and he hasn't been that guy. I mean, look, we brought this up. The moment they drafted Zach Benson, he was a younger guy putting up more points on the same team.
Yeah. Yep.
You
go back to that trade. And you go back to you can look at the Bowen Byram Casey Mittelstadt trade as well, and that's when the Sabres started to just make hard decisions. Now, I'm not saying the Savoy one was that hard, but the Mittelstadt one, I feel like it was.
It was, we're either paying him or trading him. We're going to get something out of this.
Yeah, and I think it was the right decision at this point.
Ultimately, Bowen Byram's third in the NHL in terms of defensemen and even strength points.
And he's been getting better, too, in terms of his defensive numbers as well, because it's not all offense when you're a defenseman, but at the same time, it certainly helps.
Yeah.
But looking at what that trade has done so far for the Sabres, I think it's kind of pushed Kevin Adams to get uncomfortable when he makes a trade. Because that's something right out of the gate he had to do as a GM, but it was kind of...
It was forced upon him.
Forced upon him. It wasn't like he wanted to do that. He had to do it. And that wasn't really a good litmus test for him to say, hey, this is how he's going to be trading people. This is how his trades are going to work out. Because he was trading a generational player that was very disgruntled with the franchise.
And that's always uncomfortable.
Right, exactly. So you look at what he's done in recent trades with Byram and Mittelstadt and Savoy and McLeod, and they've both, so far, have worked out for the Sabres, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously we haven't had much in terms of other actual trades because everything else has been very, whatever, picks and guys in the AHL. So...
But I mentioned it with the Ryan McLeod trade and how it's worked out. I hope maybe this now pushes him to have that feeling of confidence of I can keep making these moves.
And it sounds like he has because every report so far this season has been that the Sabres are one of the most active teams in the trade market.
Basically, since the start of the season is, oh, by the way, the Sabres do want to make a move. And it's okay.
Yeah.
David, thanks for the tweet. That is us getting connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.